You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
I just put it together.
We are Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. You can watch us on ESPN2, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80 as well. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. We do have football today. We're going to get your calls in on the Dr. Pepper call in line at 888-SAY-ESPN in just a couple of minutes here. Green Bay at Detroit, Washington at Dallas, San Francisco at Seattle. Six teams, six QBs, Jordan Love, Jared Goff, Sam Howell, Dak Prescott, Brock Purdy, and Geno Smith. If I said to you one of these teams was going to get to the Super Bowl because of their QB, not one of these teams was going to get to the Super Bowl, one of these teams was going to get to the Super Bowl because of their QB, which team is it that's playing today, guys?
Oh, it'd have to be the Dallas Cowboys with Dak Prescott. Now, we need to see Dak be great. And when I say be great, not just put up a bunch of stats, but actually make game-winning plays in the critical moments against quality opponents, that's what I'm looking for. Like, everybody wants to point to the game that the Cowboys had at the link a few weeks ago and look at how Dak had a great stat line. But my things that I remember is Dak not lowering his shoulder on a two-point conversion, stepping out of bounds in that moment, and then him taking a sack in the red zone that cost them an opportunity for more shots at the end zone as time wound down in the fourth. Those are the things that I remember from that game from Dak Prescott. And until he can be on the right side of those types of plays, the Cowboys are going to have a ceiling that's going to leave everybody dissatisfied in Big D.
Yeah, my initial thought was Dak Prescott as well. But if we're talking the most confidence in to get to the Super Bowl and to have success in the playoffs leading up to the Super Bowl, it has to be Jared Goff for me.
Mm.
Even though Dak Prescott has been playing outstanding so far this season, CeCe, if we get to the playoffs, do you have confidence that Dak's going to be able to deliver then?
Because hell no.
Exactly. So if we're doing the exercise to say this team is going to get to the Super Bowl because of the play of their quarterback, I have to go with Jared Goff because I have more confidence in him getting to a Super Bowl and getting through the playoffs because we've seen it from him than I do Dak Prescott.
What is going on here? How is Brock Purdy not the answer to this question? Brock Purdy has 18 touchdowns, 5 interceptions this year. He has the best QBR in the entire league. He just comes off of a perfect QBR. We're obviously projecting health for all these teams if they're going to get to the Super Bowl. And we're asking the question about the reason why. The guy who throws touchdowns that doesn't turn the ball over, that does everything that's asked of him as a point guard to distribute the ball, how is he not the answer here?
Well, you said be the reason that the team gets to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like the quarterback that gets his team, that because he's there, his team is going to the Super Bowl.
Right.
I don't think anybody looks at Brock Purdy like that just because we've seen the history with Kyle Shanahan and the San Francisco 49ers organization. Jimmy Garoppolo once got to the Super Bowl with this 49ers core of players. Guess what? Jimmy Garoppolo got benched this year for a rookie in Aiden O'Connell. So, I mean, I guess that's the part where we start trying to figure out whether or not Brock Purdy is the bus driver or the passenger. And I thought it became obvious during that 3-game losing streak where you had Trent Williams and Deebo Samuel out on the lineup that Brock Purdy was a very, very good quarterback when it comes to taking advantage of having a strong core of players around him versus being the guy that's the catalyst for his team's success. I think Dak Prescott by far is more of a catalyst for the Dallas Cowboys' overall success than Brock Purdy is for the San Francisco 49ers.
So if we look at any of the other teams, I mean, Green Bay's not getting the Super Bowl this year, obviously. We know that.
Right.
Washington's not getting the Super Bowl this year, obviously. The one that's interesting that we left out, and I don't feel guilty leaving this team out, even though they're 6-4, they have a good defense, the whole deal, it's hard to imagine Geno Smith leading the Seahawks to a Super Bowl, right? Like, that's hard to imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's one of the youngest rosters when you look at the average age of their starters. And here's the thing. I think they're a year ahead of schedule, but we are talking about week 12 and the Seattle Seahawks fighting in a game against the 49ers for first place in the NFC West. That's where they'll be if they win tonight. And that game is at home. And here's the thing. The series is not nearly as one-sided as last year might lead people to believe because San Francisco won three games. Before that, the Seattle Seahawks won the four previous matchups. So I think that this is one of those series that goes back and forth, and it's not off the board that Seattle could actually win that game tonight and be in first place in the division. And here's the thing that makes it a little more spicy. The two teams match up against each other 3 weeks from now. So this is going to determine who's going to win the NFC West and who's going to be able to host a home playoff game as opposed to going on the road as a wild card in round one.
You can be a part of Unsportsmanlike Nation. Chime in on this. The quarterback playing today that you think has the best chance of leading his team to a Super Bowl on the Dr. Pepper call-in line at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. It's not college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the ones fans deserve. Plus, we'll have you weigh in on your star, your dish today, your meal, excuse me, today, Thanksgiving. We need to know what that star is, your best food that you're going to have today. Plus, Greg Popovich last night gets on a microphone during a Spurs game against the Clippers. They're booing Kawhi Leonard and says, please stop booing, which is unbelievable. And Jim Irsay is out there tweeting up a storm on behalf of, I guess, per his words, white billionaires, because he was arrested because he was a white billionaire. And then he goes after First Take. Yeah, not exactly protecting the shield right now.
The at-risk white billionaire, though, Ev.
Yes,
the
my apologies. My apologies.
The at-risk white billionaire. We have to have some respect and be sympathetic to their plight.
They're being targeted, yeah.
They are being unfairly targeted.
Mordecai in North Carolina on 99.9 The Fan in Raleigh. What's up, Mordecai?
Hey y'all. Happy Thanksgiving. And
first of all,
let me give a shout-out to 99.9 The Fan, Adam Gold, Tim Donnelly, Victoria, and Dennis Cox producing. What I want to say...
I've been on with all of them, so I agree. Well done. Brian Gruby running the station as well. Go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah, fabulous. Absolutely. Greg Popovich. I'm not with Greg Popovich on this one. I don't think he should admonish the fans for booing. The fans are not doing anything criminal or nefarious. They have the right to boo. I think Small said earlier in the show this morning, they're paying good money to attend these games. They can boo if they want. And this is where it gets a little tricky for old Mr. Popovich. What happens if the fans boo again at other games? Does he grab the mic again and admonish them again? So that's where I think we have a problem.
Yeah, he's not, but because it's not the one that got away like Kawhi Leonard. All right, what's the star of your Thanksgiving? What dish is the star of your Thanksgiving today?
I have a great story about this, but I don't have time to tell it. But
oh, you don't have time.
Yeah, I like creamed onions, you know, white creamed onions. And let me just say real quick, if you're not familiar with the creamed onions, it's an excellent side because they work very well in concert with the other dishes, whether it be the duck, the turkey, the sweet potatoes, of course, the macaroni and cheese, the collard greens. They work very well in concert.
All right. Thank you for the call. Happy Thanksgiving. What do we know about creamed onions?
I know it ain't nothing that I'm going to experiment with today.
I'm going to tell you
what. Let me tell you what I'm not going to do. Put cream onions with my duck mac and cheese and candy yams. That ain't going to happen, though.
Okay? Yeah. CeCe, we're just going to take his word for it on that one because we're not going there.
Smalls, you know, there are certain things in life that I don't need to know nothing about. Cream onions is one of them.
You know what?
There are certain things in life I am okay. You know what? I'm okay not knowing what it's ever like to jump out of a plane and skydive.
Yep.
I'm okay not knowing what it's like to climb the top of Mount Everest. I'm okay not knowing what it's like to bungee jump. And I'm okay not knowing what it's like to try cream onions on Thanksgiving. I'm cool with that. I'm content with my life without ever having done any of those things. Period, point blank.
You know what we say there? I love that for you.
There you go.
I love that for you.
That's so insulting. That's so insulting. Well done. Jim in Buffalo on ESPN2. Before you get to your sports take, the star of your Thanksgiving Day meal today is what?
Oh, it's got to be that sliver of pie at the very end.
Ooh.
What kind of pie?
Pumpkin pie.
Okay. All right. There you go.
The old Kirk Cousins of desserts. Love it.
Pumpkin pie, though? I don't know. I feel like sweet potato pie is the way to go, but that's just me.
Okay, similar to pumpkin. I knew we'd be on the same page because we're big men. I love your big man calm.
All right, what do you got on Earth say here?
What I got on Earth say is, come on, guys, personal responsibility. The man has the money to go to any rehab he wants to get himself cleaned up. He can afford a publicist to filter his public, his media, what do they call it?
No, you're right, social media.
Social
yeah.
media.
Yeah.
It's just silliness. And, you know, the guy just really just grinds on me. You know, and as far as surgery goes, I've had two artificial knees put in, and I was restricted from driving while I was on my pain meds. Mm. You could, if you get behind the wheel when you're on pain meds, it's on you.
Yeah, and thanks for the phone call. Happy Thanksgiving. Like, there's so many weird parts of this Ursay story where he's out there and he's ripping apart, you know, the way in which he was treated by the police. It's just brutal how he's handling this.
Why drag poor Dorothy into this? What did Dorothy do?
Why
does she have to be involved? Why does the domestic, why does the housekeeper, the babysitter, Dorothy, have to be involved with all of this? Why is he using her to try to defend the indefensible? I don't understand that. Dorothy was just trying to live her life by taking care of the Ursays,
right.
And she's getting dragged into this whole thing.
You know,
why, Jim?
CeCe, you can back me up on this. Unfortunately, Dorothy's passed. We did discuss yesterday the idea of getting Jim Ursay's black mother, Dorsey, on, but not available. She has passed. Otherwise, she would have been a guest today. I mean, she's the guest. She's the number one guest you would want in sports today, right? Is Dorothy Jim Ursay's black mother.
But that's not his mom. And then,
right.
and then hold on. Here's the other part that's triggering. Why do we have to say my black mom? Why does it have to be descriptive in that way? Like, I guess that's the part. My black mom, Dorothy. Like, bro, first of all, Dorothy is not your mother. Your mother is Harriet Ursay. That is who your mom is. And she is not black. Now, when it comes to Dorothy, why do you have to say my black mom? As if that gives you some degree of credibility or some degree of protection against what you're about to say.
Right.
How are you a white billionaire that's playing the race card? I don't understand it. It's so ridiculous to see him come unhinged in such a public way that I can't help but laugh at it, Ev.
That's the only
thing that you can do.
Only one way of actually doing that. We'll get more of your phone calls in at 888-SAY-ESPN on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Coming up. On sportsmanlike conversations at the dinner table in the sports world, next on Sportsmanlike ESPN Radio.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
We are Unsportsmanlike here on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone out there. Three games today on the NFL side. Green Bay at Detroit, Washington at Dallas, San Francisco at Seattle. You got a college game tonight on ESPN. Ole Miss, Mississippi State. Got Jim Irsay tweeting up a storm. Greg Popovich mad at the San Antonio crowd for booing Kawhi Leonard last night, and actually took to the microphone to tell everybody to stop, which is not something we see normally. But today, of course, is Thanksgiving. At Thanksgiving, you always want to avoid those terrible conversations, right? You don't want to get into politics at the table. You don't want to get into religion at the table, mm-mm, right? Are there sports-related versions or entertainment, sports and entertainment-related versions of this? You're just like, please, can we not go there? I am not going to talk about this. I don't want to talk about this at the Thanksgiving Day table today.
Dak Prescott for MVP. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it, but Cowboys fans are going to keep bringing it up. And, Ev, you only make it worse for caping for Brock Purdy to be in the MVP conversation. When you look at their stats, they're damn near identical. They're 1-2 in QBR this season. Dak Prescott is completing 70.1% of his passes. Brock Purdy, 70.2% of his passes. Dak Prescott got 2,604 yards passing. Brock Purdy, 2,662 yards passing. Brock Purdy, 18 TDs to 5 picks. Dak Prescott, 19 TDs to 6 picks. Both of them have 2 rushing touchdowns, and both of their teams are 7-3. I don't want to have the conversation with Dak for MVP, and you know why? Because Dak and the Cowboys haven't beat a team with a winning record, and that part of it actually matters when it comes to the most valuable player. I get it. It's become a quarterback award, so it's a quarterback that has pretty good stats on a team that's really, really good. And to me, I don't think that's a place that Dak Prescott belongs right now. There are other candidates that I would put in the MVP conversation ahead of Dak Prescott. I don't want to have the conversation of Dak being an MVP because that's also going to lead to the conversation about Dak being elite. I'm not ready to have that conversation. I don't want to talk about it, but I do realize that there are people that have strong feelings in the affirmative for Dak for MVP.
Smalls, what do you got?
So this is really based on geography, right? Because every fan base has something that would be triggering that you should not bring to the table, right? Like, I'm from St. Louis. To my people in the 314, the 636, the 618, just do not talk about the Cardinals pitching at the dinner table. It's going to get everybody upset. It's going to get everybody
That sounds like the
out.
Creamed onion of conversation. Cardinals pitching at the dinner table.
Don't talk about the rotation. It's just going to get everybody upset, right? If you're in Green Bay, if somebody comes to the table and they say, Jordan Love, is he the quarterback of the future? You're going to get people upset. So yeah. It really just depends on geography, I think.
Okay, yeah. Geography-related questions today, I could feel like Aaron Rodgers related at mine. But my answer is actually this. At my Thanksgiving table today in sports and entertainment, I don't want to talk about how great Michelle Smallman and Chris Canty are. That's the problem here. I'm here too. It's like my family doesn't acknowledge that my dad is a Chris Canty stan. Loves Chris Canty. Talks about Chris Canty. I'm like, you know, I'm on the show too, by the way. And every kid in my family, my two kids and my two nephews, literally all they ask about is Michelle Smallman. I swear, I think my family has me on mute and has the screen blacked out when I'm on. All my dad has, great point about Canty on this. Canty really nailed this. What about Canty with this? What part of the Bronx is he from? I'm like, okay, you can ask him yourself. I'm going to set up a lunch date with my dad and Chris Canty, and I'm going to set up Smalls to babysit all the kids.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't want any of that at that table today. And no MJ versus LeBron. Ever.
No.
I will walk out if there's, hey, you think LeBron's catching? If LeBron wins another title, is he? No MJ versus LeBron. There's my answer.
Ev, it's never become clearer than today's show. You need therapy, my friend. You need therapy. Like with your Thanksgiving take and you being aligned with dog on hating Thanksgiving, and now with this stuff coming up about how you don't want to hear about your family talking about your co-host today at the dinner. You need therapy, man. You got to get all of this worked out. You need somebody that can sit down, have the woo-saw, rub your earlobes, and just get it all out. Download that stuff onto somebody else. You can't keep that stuff inside, man.
I just said it all.
But I'm just saying you can't just keep harboring that stuff. You gotta let it out. You can't have that animus toward your family and your friends because they want to talk about your awesome co-host in your awesome new show. You can't do that, my friend.
Yeah.
And you can't say that you hate Thanksgiving. That's not a good place to live, man. That's not a good place to live.
Can I ask a serious question?
We want you to be better, Ev.
Thank you. We really do.
And I understand why your dad would be a Chris Canty stan. Canty's the best. The kids love, Smallman love the kids. The kids love me back. I mean, I understand why they would be interested in us because they have access to you 24/7. So, of course, they're going to be intrigued. They have access to you way more than they do us. So maybe, Evan, you're viewing this wrong. Maybe they're just curious about your work life and they want to know about your teammates. And that's their way of showing that they're interested in your life and that they love you is by talking about us in that way.
Okay, I'm going to deflect now. I have a serious question about Thanksgiving conversation. If you had the choice of MJ versus LeBron or politics, which one would you take?
MJ versus LeBron.
Oh, God. I would take MJ versus LeBron, but that's
just don't
that's
go to Thanksgiving. How many times do we have to just don't go?
It's exhausting. Like, here's the thing, and because LeBron is doing what he's doing now, and, you know, playing the way that he played last night, I mean, that's only going to add more fuel to the fire for people that want to defend LeBron.
Canty, so if LeBron wins the in-season tournament, Michael Jordan never did that.
Oh,
so
no.
Does that give him a leg up?
No. Stop it.
I saw that take. Someone had that take recently. That's all
great. Would you rather talk politics at the Thanksgiving Day table or Pete Rose Hall of Fame?
Oh, Pete Rose Hall of Fame.
Yeah, because okay. that conversation.
You know, MJ
end
never
quickly.
Won in the bubble.
Exactly.
Actually, he did.
That's exactly.
He actually
it.
Did. They created a bubble around Space Jam where they had that court where MJ would
he
just.
He did do that. And he brought in all people. The best players from around
yeah,
the league.
Yeah, but LeBron did that too.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, that's well, that's because MJ did it. Rashid in Queens watching on ESPN2. Happy Thanksgiving, Rashid.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I just want to say CeCe has me too pissed off to talk about Thanksgiving or football this morning.
Uh-oh.
CeCe, how are you going to say that about the shopping carts, my man? What is going on? You have to return your cart. Nobody in the supermarket's job is cart return person. There's a stock boy and a stock girl who have to return the carts when customers don't. Nobody wants to be outside in 20-degree weather when there's sleet in February returning other people's carts, CeCe. I'm disappointed.
You can be disappointed, and you're not wrong, but here's my defense. The shopping mall or the parking lot where the grocery store was flooded. There were no available parks. So I had to go park at a lawn area that was adjacent to the grocery store, but that was further away from the parking lot in the cart return. So that's why I didn't return the cart. It was a situation where I was just so far away from the store that I just felt like I could make it by putting it in the median as opposed to returning it to the... Listen, I'm not saying that... I'm not covering myself in glory with this, and this is not a defense. It's just an explanation as to why this one time I did not return the cart. That's all I was doing.
Yeah, spotty. Rashid.
It is spotty. Yeah. What do you want me to say?
I'm
not picking this hill to die on. I'm not Jim Irsay, but I'm just simply saying that it was because the parking lot was full. I had to park in a lawn area where you're not really supposed to park. And that's why I did what I did with the shopping cart.
Rashid, star of your Thanksgiving Day meal is what?
Has to be the mac and cheese and the stuffing. I'll still talk about Thanksgiving because I'm 350 pounds. Mac and cheese and stuffing, baby.
There you go. Mac and cheese. Yeah, Smalls got to have it. Smalls hasn't had the mac and cheese at Thanksgiving. You got to
no,
do it.
I know.
You got to
work
do
it,
it
in.
Got to do it.
There right. should be a law against putting breadcrumbs in the mac and cheese, though. I'm just anti
Ooh, I don't know.
Yeah, that's the thing. My wife asked me last night during the taste test, breadcrumbs or no breadcrumbs, because she was going to put them on today. I'm with CeCe. I think no breadcrumbs. Maybe a half and half it.
What?
No, don't half and half it. Just make sure you have it nice and crisp at the top. Like, make sure it's baked so you can get a nice little crust of cheese at the top and then on the edges. But you don't need to put breadcrumbs on it. You don't have to. It's already great. You don't have to do anything to accentuate its greatness. It stands alone. It's fine. Just, I don't think you need to add the breadcrumbs. I just don't.
I'm getting so hungry as we keep talking about the star of the show.
No. Your catering staff's not coming in for you today?
Me?
Oh, yeah. You have like a whole catering staff. They bring food, coffee, everything. Smalls has the amount of people Smalls has out here. Oh, my God. Working for her.
Actually, now that I say that, I might have to take that take back. I might have to take the take back. Because you can't. No. I'm sitting here thinking about it. You can accentuate the greatness of macaroni and cheese. You can put some truffle oil in there. That makes it great.
Lobster.
You could put lobster in there. Oh, yeah. That makes it outstanding. You can't accentuate the greatness of mac and cheese. Maybe it's just that I don't feel like the breadcrumbs actually take it up to that next notch. I don't think the juice is worth the squeeze with the breadcrumbs. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Like if you're gonna dial the mac and cheese up a notch, then really dial it up. Let's get some truffle oil in there. Let's get some lobster in there. Let's really, if we gonna do it, Smalls, let's go ahead and really do it.
Ooh, that sounds
1,000% correct. Absolutely correct. Granted, my wife asked, should I put the truffle salt in there? And I said no. All right, coming up, Damian Woody will join us next on Sportsmanlike ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio. This is Unsportsmanlike with Evan, Chris, and Michelle on ESPN Radio.
We are on Sportsmanlike here on ESPN Radio, along with Chris Canty, Michelle Smallman, Evan Cohen with you. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there, including Damian Woody, of course, ESPN NFL analyst, who will be on Get Up today at 8 a.m. Eastern time on ESPN. And obviously, we got to start with something serious. Today on our show, we are raising awareness for at-risk white billionaires.
Oh boy, that's a species in of itself. I can tell you that much right now.
Do you understand? I mean, well, we'll get to the Jim Irsay stuff in a second, but that's what we're referring to. Jim Irsay going off on Twitter, which is just making everybody uncomfortable. So as CC has pointed out, the only thing we could do today is actually laugh about this whole thing.
Yeah.
But it is Thanksgiving. So walk us through the menu, the Woody family Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Oh, man. Listen, I'm going to tell you. Let me tell you something. After this menu, you will have what we call the itis. Okay?
You will
definitely be napping for about a good 2 to 3 hours.
Got it.
All right? So we got to have the deep fried turkey.
I'm writing Hello. This down, by the way.
Yeah, we got to have the deep fried turkey. You heard me? We got to have that. We're going to have the 5 cheese macaroni and cheese.
Mm. Breadcrumbs or no breadcrumbs?
No. We don't even, I'm not even messing with any breadcrumbs. Just straight
go,
mac
fella.
And cheese.
Yep.
We're going to stand on that business right there.
Right.
Okay.
So, with them crispy edges, too.
Oh, no question about it.
With them crispy edges.
You got to have that. Okay. Then we got collard greens. You gotta have your vegetables. We're gonna have the collard greens in there, okay? Then we're gonna have the candied yams. We put the marshmallows, the marshmallows on it as well. So the candied yams, we got a corn pudding that's just sweet, you slap your mama on that one.
I like that.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Then we got our sweet potato pies, we got our pound cake. Man, what else we got, man? We got so much stuff.
Do you have any stuff?
Ham. Yeah, oh yeah, we got our dressing, we got all that stuff, man. It's crazy. Matter of fact,
I gotta ask, big fella, what's your game plan for making sure you get to everything you want to get to? Is it a big first plate? Is your second plate right after? How are you executing dominating eating on Thanksgiving?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because you definitely have to have a game plan.
Right.
Yeah.
You have to have a game plan. See, Chris, you probably feel this, but I can't eat as much as I used to, you know, because, getting older and stuff.
Yep.
So that's why you got to be real strategic with it, okay? Because I want to get in probably 3 plates.
Yes.
You can't overload on the first plate. Mm. If I overload on the first plate, I'm sabotaged.
I'm done.
I'm done. So I'm taking little sample sizes of, kind of each thing.
Scripting the first 15.
That's right. Exactly.
Wait a minute. Chris Canty, exactly. Damian Woody, two former NFL players. Are you saying that Thanksgiving is the West Coast offense? Is that what you're saying here?
Oh, yeah. We're first 15 scripted. We're trying to observe and see what the defense is presenting to us. And then after that, once we get past the first 15, then we're going for the kill.
You can make
we see what's working, and then we're going to go with that.
Yeah, and listen, I ain't even bring up like – I ain't even bringing my whole list of food. I ain't even bring up the banana pudding and anything like that. So, that's why we got to have the first 15 scripted, okay? We got to make room.
Have, halftime adjustments? you go to the –
Oh, there's a halftime. Like there's a point
go up
where
to your bedroom.
There's
get some
a
time
point.
Alone.
There's a point where you eat and you got to know kind of like, all right, we got to have adjustments right here. If we keep going too far, then we're pushing our stuff over the ledge. We don't want to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting. Very interesting. Oh, yes. Yeah. And time, another thing we've discussed here is time of eating. Very tricky, right? CeCe and his family eats very early. They go to 2:30 meal. Where are you going in terms of the time?
See, CeCe's like, he's along the lines of me.
Nice.
There you go.
We eat at like 3 o'clock. Yep. That's around that time spot. We eat at 3. Because you got to understand, this is not a sprint, it's a marathon.
Yes.
All right. So yes. I'm in for the long haul on this.
In between the first game, second game, right out on that.
Yes,
clock,
absolutely.
Look, see, by the way, Smalls on the TV side on ESPN 2. Mark, Jerry, the team there has the breakdown of the Damian Woody Thanksgiving menu.
Yeah, there you go. See, who did that?
Mark, I believe.
Mark, I appreciate you, brother. Man, I really appreciate you.
Mark Morales did that. So
yeah, slap your mama corn pudding.
Amazing.
It is.
All right, I guess let's now ask you about the Irsay stuff. He's tweeting like crazy.
Okay.
He's does the HBO Real Sports thing about, you know, that he gets arrested because he's a white billionaire, which is, I mean, what a path to drive down, which is just remarkable. I'm going to ask a serious question with this. Does the NFL need to look into this and just ask the simple question, does this guy need some advice and guidance here?
Man, it sounds like above my pay grade on this one right here, but we've known that Jim Irsay is, you know, he's been forthright about, you know, the demons that he's had to deal with for a long time in his life, the addiction and all those type of things. So this isn't anything foreign to the National Football League. They've known about all this type of stuff. Now, whether they will intervene, I have no idea. But a lot of times with these owners and the things that they're dealing with, it's never in the forefront. It's always behind the scenes, and it's they very rarely reprimand owners, you know, about certain things. So I just don't see the NFL doing anything with this story.
Yeah, if they did, it would be offensive to Jim Irsay's black mother, Dorothy.
Yeah.
Mom is actually named Harriet. But anyway, it's all very confusing.
Big fella,
one of the things we've been kicking around is the teams playing today that could potentially be title contenders. So if I were to tell you that a team playing today would be in the Super Bowl, which team would you have the most confidence in to make it to the big game?
San Francisco. I think San Francisco – you know, you talk about, you ever heard of the movie Silla Got a Groove Back? Like that. No, I think San Francisco, they got their groove back. You know, they go out there against Jacksonville and just laid they just bludgeon those boys out there in Jacksonville. And listen, I think that a lot of things are going on with San Francisco dealt with injuries. I know people would talk about, you know, what's going on with Brock Purdy, but when you don't have the best left tackle in the game in Trent Williams, you're missing Deebo Samuel. Those are big pieces that you're talking about here. So when the San Francisco 49ers are whole, to me, they're definitely the most dangerous team to the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC.
Absolutely. They've been dominant when healthy. I can totally see that. Okay, so let's take the 49ers off the table, Damian, and look at the other two teams that are playing today that we would consider Super Bowl contenders, and the Dallas Cowboys and the Detroit Lions. Mm-hmm. Which quarterback, Dak Prescott or Jared Goff, do you have more confidence in to get his team to the Super Bowl if they were to make it?
You know, I know a lot of people talk about, you know, Jared Goff coming off of that, I think, 3-interception performance against the Chicago Bears. But let's not forget, Jared Goff did take the Rams to the Super Bowl. We've seen him do this,
right?
You know, in the postseason before. Everything we talk about with Dak, and Dak is playing some really good football right now, but everything we talk about with Dak is, I need to see it in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I need to see it when it matters most. I've seen Jared Goff do it when it matters most. So right now, I would take Jared Goff over Dak Prescott, even though I think Dak Prescott might be playing better, but I've seen Jared Goff take a team to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm.
We are on Sportsmanlike here on ESPN Radio on Thanksgiving, presented by Progressive Insurance, along with Chris Canty, Michelle Smallman, Evan Cohen with you, Damian Woody in studio with us. You played on Thanksgiving, right? You played for the Lions, so probably have multiple Thanksgiving memories. Your most vivid Thanksgiving on-field memory was what?
Oh, for me?
For you.
Oh, wow. Man, I remember when we played the Indianapolis Colts with Peyton Manning, and he threw 6 touchdown passes. Oh. I mean, we got absolutely trashed on Thanksgiving. It was embarrassing. Like when the opponent is up by so much at halftime, and you know that the only thing you can do from that point forward is throw the football. It's the scariest thing in the world for an offensive lineman. You hate that. And Chris Cannon knows exactly what I'm talking about. And so for me, that game sticks out in my mind so much because it was literally a living hell.
Oh,
yeah.
So,
it was a living hell.
So, big fella, let's go ahead and broaden that out and stay with that theme of Thanksgiving Day games. The most iconic or the most memorable Thanksgiving Day game, in your opinion? I mean, we can go a lot of different places. The butt
Moss.
Bowl. I mean,
Moss.
Moss, three for 163 and three touchdowns.
That's it. That was that for me. Like that was the one, because remember that was Moss's rookie year, and the Dallas Cowboys had the opportunity
25 years ago
to draft Randy Moss, and they passed him. And Randy was like, "I'm gonna make everybody pay," and that was like his kind of like welcome moment in the national spotlight against the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, think about it. Three catches. And all three were touchdowns.
Oof. 46-36 win for Minnesota over Dallas 25 years ago, Thanksgiving. Damian, have a great Thanksgiving. Enjoy. Get up coming up at 8 a.m. Eastern
Time
on ESPN. Coming up, Pat Costello, our producer, is over it next on Sportsmanlike.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Our Unsportsmanlike on Thanksgiving, presented by Progressive Insurance, along with Chris Canty, Michelle Smallman, Evan Cohen with you. By the way, let me make one correction. I'm not sure if I have to put the dollar in the dollar jar. Oh. Jerry made the graphic on TV, the Damian Woody menu, not Mark. Jerry is in today on the TV side. So on me, I apologize. Not sure if I need a dollar in there.
No, you don't need a dollar. That's not a bad take. That's just a mistake.
Okay. All right. I just
want a bad take.
Hey, we're all about owning it and owning it publicly if we screw up, right? I mean, CeCe volunteered the information today that he didn't return his shopping cart yesterday.
Upsetting.
Yeah. We didn't know that. We didn't see it. So got to own that stuff. Pat Costello, here you go.
Wow.
I am over it. What do you got, Pat?
The first one is people who claim that they can't cook. I don't agree with this at all. Everyone can cook something. You're just lazy and you don't want to try. It's very easy to cook very basic things if you put in like the smallest amount of effort. Just say that you don't want to bring something to Thanksgiving. That's fine. I would rather you just tell me and me be angry about it than you like claim that you can't cook. Everyone can cook. It's so easy to cook.
I totally disagree with you on that.
No, it's not easy to cook.
It's so easy
to cook. Wait a second.
It is easy. Can you read directions? Can you chop things? Can you put
No, I actually can't. I can't do any of that.
You can't read directions?
Not well. Not well, no.
I would need you to cook the turkey.
It's not, no, I actually do want to.
Some solid corn? Like, come on.
No, I can't. That's what I'm saying. I do want to. And I don't think you can call it lazy. Like, I mean, I'm a lot of negative things. I don't know if lazy is one of them necessarily. I'm not good at cooking. Can I cook something? Sure. But CeCe, I think Pat and Smalls are crazy on this. I can't cook. That flat out.
Well, cooking, when somebody says they can't cook, I'm assuming they mean they can't cook well.
Right.
Like
right,
they're not a
right.
like they're not a good I'm not a good cook.
Correct.
That means that I could probably eat the food that I cook. But I don't want anybody else eating the food that I cook for fear of what it might do to them. Like, I'm used to my own bad cooking,
right.
But I don't want to expose you to that. I don't want to be liable for putting you in the hospital because you got food poisoning because I can't cook. Like, that's the biggest thing with me. So that's when I say I can't cook, meaning I can't cook for other people.
Perfectly
said. I'm not going to starve. Perfect. I'm 350 pounds. I'm not going to starve, but I don't want to be responsible for cooking for other people.
Perfectly said.
Just go on YouTube. It's so easy. Yeah, there are so many places that you can find good resources.
But it's not easy, Pat. You can look at all of these recipes, and you can screw them up six ways to Sunday. Like, there are just some people that don't have a knack for being able to do it. And it's okay.
Kenji, were you excellent at football the first time you played it? No.
Yes, I was. The first, literally, the first practice that I had, I gave a kid a concussion because I knocked him out. Literally, the first practice that I had, I was good at football.
Pat,
first practice.
Pat, that was maybe the worst question you could ask. He played 11 years in the NFL, was at an extremely high level, won a Super Bowl. The go-to is, could you play football? Yeah, play football.
Yeah, he could play football. He wasn't going to be in the NFL, but he had to practice.
But he was. Like, we know the end result. This is not, like, just we practice. Know the story. We know where this went.
Learn how to cook. It's so easy.
Look at him on ESPN2. We see all the stuff behind him. He's wearing a Ravens thing that is probably team issued. Like, he has his helmets behind him.
Yeah, eventually.
That's where he went. Eventually, yes, as an 88-year-old.
That's a terrible example, Pat. That's a terrible example, bro. Just wear the L on that one, Pat.
The first time you played.
The better example is, did you have a great show the first time you were on the air? Okay, probably not. None of us did, right? Exactly. None of us did. That's a better example. You can get better and improve at it.
Were you good at football the first time you tried
it? It's so
easy. Yeah, I was. I was.
The first practice.
By the way, conversely, I knew I was bad at it the first practice. So did my team. Next one, Pat.
That poor kid who got the concussion. He didn't know what hit him.
Literally.
I'm also over people. It seems this year it's ramped up more than any other years. Everyone who's hating on Thanksgiving, Evan. Just don't go. Just stay home.
That's the problem. It's at my house.
Our buddy Chris Carlin, he was like, we're being low key this year. We're just not really doing it. That's great. Just stay home. You don't have to scream and yell about how much you hate Thanksgiving. Just don't do it.
It's not that I hate it as much as I think it's a little bit overrated. And I don't think that's that crazy of a take. Like, I think Christmas is a better holiday.
It's a better holiday.
So you're calling Thanksgiving the Kirk Cousins of holidays?
No, I actually think Kirk Cousins is underrated.
You think Kirk Cousins? So you think Thanksgiving is the Dak Prescott of holidays?
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen. Okay.
Josh Allen.
Overrated.
There are some apple turnovers at dessert.
Wow. Wow.
Lots of him in Buffalo with him, that's for sure. Yeah, I think it's the Josh Allen of holidays.
But here's the thing. Nobody's losing games because of Thanksgiving. Like, you're not losing because of Thanksgiving. With Josh Allen, you're actually losing because of what he's doing. So I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that.
All right, next one.
There's a war on breadcrumbs, and I'm not going to stand for it.
Here we go.
Breadcrumbs on mac and cheese are great, and you don't have to have them, obviously, but they can add something. What's wrong with a little extra texture? I don't get the hate for breadcrumbs. Mac and cheese can be great without them, but mac and cheese can be great with them.
Okay, we have Pat's mac and cheese on the screen right now on ESPN2. It looks like stuffing. It literally looks like stuffing to me.
It's delicious.
Like, yeah, I don't know that I've ever had mac and cheese that was good with breadcrumbs on it. Oh. I guess that's the association, Smalls. Like, I just know that the people that have prepared mac and cheese with breadcrumbs, the mac and cheese was not good. So that is, like, there's that association with it in my mind. There might actually be somebody that can make mac and cheese that's really, really good with breadcrumbs on top of it. I have yet to have it. And so for me, there's always that, mac and cheese with breadcrumbs on top ain't that good, because if it was, you wouldn't put the breadcrumbs on top. Conversely, mac and cheese, when it has that nice, cheese crust on the top and the crust
there
on the edges,
go.
Like,
there
to me,
go.
that's the way to go. Like, it works. It's already got four or five different cheeses in it. You ain't got to do nothing extra to it, unless that extra is the truffle oil or the lobster. If you want to go with that, okay, cool. That takes it up another notch. But otherwise, I'm good with just the mac and cheese on its own. I don't need the breadcrumb, Smalls. I don't need them.
It is bread or crackers that are toasted in butter and put on the top. It just adds it's not even a flavor, really. It's just an extra layer of texture that is very pleasing when you eat the mac and cheese. I think you should give it a try.
Yeah,
but see, that's why I want my mac and cheese to be crispy at the top and on the edges, though, Smalls, because I do get – I see what you're saying. It gives you that little crunch that you want.
Yeah, totally.
But that's what I get with the little – the cheese crust on the top of my mac and cheese and on the edges. I get that. That's why I want to go for the corners of the pan, because it's got a little more of that crunch there with the cheese being, a little toasty.
It also gives you an extra chance for like some thrown in seasonings. You can throw a little paprika in there, give it a little extra heat. It's great.
Pat, wait a minute. Cece just said you could put the truffle in there. Like, there's no more seasoning you want than that. Like,
right?
That just dropped it.
Okay, well, not all of us are doing truffle mac and cheese.
Stop it, Pat. Like, we can't afford to get some truffle oil, bro. Come on now, don't do that.
Must be nice.
Oh, my God, you guys.
Here we go.
You know what this conversation made me just do, Cece? I went to online to my local seafood place to see if they were open today to add lobster to my mac and cheese.
Yes,
but I think they're closed. So I literally just went to do this. I'm like, you know what? I'm in. I got to get the lobster on Thanksgiving. That's where we go. I'm over it each and every day at this time. Pat Costello tells us all the things that he is over. And Thanksgiving, I guess, is not one of them, as Pat wants to say. What are you doing today, Pat? Are you celebrating with your whole family, or are you solo, or what are you doing?
Nah, I'm just hanging out by myself.
I invited him to come to Jersey, but it's quite the drive.
Hanging out by himself. Boy, that just took a turn.
Yeah, well,
he's making a turkey in the crock pot. He's got some things
but
working.
But you know what, though? Yeah. Pat could actually lock in on the games.
Yeah.
He doesn't have family members asking him questions about football that they should otherwise know. Like, he can actually spend time watching the games. That is the one downside to having Thanksgiving in with your fam. It's like everybody wants to ask you questions because you're the expert.
Well, good. We know who's doing the notes for tomorrow's show. Pat Costello. Coming up, Greg Popovich on Sportsmanlike.
Thanks for listening to the Unsportsmanlike podcast on ESPN Radio. You can listen to Unsportsmanlike live weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on SiriusXM Channel 80. You can also watch on ESPN2 and on ESPNU. Unsportsmanlike with Evan Canty and Michelle.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.